Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about how helping kids with cancer, and especially in this area, some real helps and ways to navigate the whole situation. ASK is going to be our focus today. Amy Godkin is here, the executive director of ASK, and Dr. Christina Weedle is here with Children's National and Children's National with Mary Washington Healthcare. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here.
Amy, it's good to have you here this morning. Good morning from I always look forward to doing. We've done a couple of ASK shows in the past. I have such a warm spot in my heart for ASK, and we'll get into all that as we go along this morning. But thanks for what you do with ASK.
Well, thank you for having me.
Christine, I'll start with you. And you provide a great service in this area. And for people that don't know, Mary Washington Healthcare and Children's National has a partnership, and there's a clinic here that you're part of many days a week, and really is a big help to this community.
Thank you. Yes, the partnership is amazing, and it started years and years ago with a partnership to provide pediatric services for the NICU and for the pediatric floor at Mary Washington. And what came about from that is that they found that it was amazing to take care of the kids when they were inpatient, but they really needed more specialty care within the community. So kids would be in the hospital and then need follow-up care for cardiology or neurology or hemonc, and families were having to drive either to Richmond or to D.C. Mm-hmm. for all of their care. And so the clinic opened up supposed to launch in 2020, but as like most things, didn't launch as expected then, and so it was kind of a slow rollout, and really, you know, came to life in 2021 to build local services so that kids could get their care locally in the community.
And boy, it is such a help when, especially, you and I have talked about this in the past of what a great service it is, especially if it's something just like getting blood drawn.
Exactly, it's amazing, and that. Blood draw services have expanded so much within even just the last few years. So when the clinic first opened, it was a smaller clinic with a smaller volume of patients, but as our patient volume has grown, we've really seen that there's a need to be able to do specialized pediatric blood draws in the area. You know, it's really hard for patients that are, you know, little toddlers, babies. Getting blood draws can be very challenging. And so we now have a fully functioning lab team with phlebotomist support, nursing support. We can do lab draws from the peripheral blood, we can do port draws or Hickman draws, and so have the blood draw right within the clinic itself, so families don't have to, you know, come to clinic and then go to all these other locations to get the blood drawn as well, which has been such a great service for families in streamlining care.
And for kids that are in school, they can go back to school in many cases.
Exactly. It has been such a gift for families because they can come in the morning, be seen, get their labs drawn, and then the kids can go to school, the parents can go to work, and they're not driving hours and hours for a simple blood draw, which has been huge. Especially when you think about our kids that are in the midst of, for example, maintenance chemotherapy for leukemia, mm-hmm. a lot of those kids can be back in school, which is amazing. But if you have to come and get a blood draw at least once a month and sometimes more frequently than that, you know, having to drive an hour each way to go in for a blood draw, it takes up your whole day.
Right.
And being able to now come to clinic, get that done, and be out the door is really life-altering for these families.
Well, it has been a great clinic, and you being somewhat the face of it and being able to talk about it, you've been so enthusiastic about this clinic and what it means to this area.
Well, thank you. It all came about because I cared for so many families from this area when I was working in Richmond, and I saw over and over what families were going through, having to drive, then, you know, get to the parking garage, find a place to park, come into clinic, sit in the waiting room and wait. It was a whole day affair. And then when the pandemic hit and families were faced with the schools being closed, the childcare being closed, and of course all the healthcare systems had visitation restrictions, it made what was already an incredibly challenging situation almost impossible for families. Who was going to watch their other children while they came? It was impossible. And having this clinic here locally means that it made families not have to add yet another logistic of the time it takes to travel to their already incredibly challenging lives.
Yeah. much more, but we'll talk much more about that and in your work with that as we go along this morning. Amy's executive director with ASK. Talk about ASK and what you do in this area and also the Richmond area.
Sure. ASK Childhood Cancer Foundation has been around 50 years. We are incredibly celebrating our 50th anniversary this year.
I didn't realize 50 years.
Yeah. We were started back in the 70s. Survival rates were really low then. And I think our parents just, you know, sitting in the waiting room, as you do, talking to each other, decided they really needed more support for themselves and for their kids. And so they banded together along with some volunteers from the hospital and started ASK. We were all volunteer for the first 30 years. And today we are a statewide nonprofit providing support services to kids with cancer and their families.
Boy, and the support services, when we went through it, we were just lost. And mm-hmm. ASK kind of gave us, you got to meet people and you formed relationships and there were events and it just kind of gave us something to keep us going.
Right. We always say, because we often hear parents say, you knew what we needed before we did. Mm-hmm. And I think that speak so much to the input of parents over the years who were providing feedback on, this is what I wish I would have had at this stage. And so we really try to anticipate the needs of the kids and families. We focus solely on support services. So whether that is family support during active treatment, and that includes financial assistance, there's a lot, as Christina and you guys have both spoken to, that need for missing school and school support. So educational support is our second core area of focus. We want kids to be able to return to school and catch up with their friends and not, you know, be able to go on to the next grade level with them and really thrive at school during and after treatment. And then our third bucket is, we call it community and connection, but it's those social events where you can connect with others who get what you're going through, because they're either in it with you or they've been there too and can kind of help you.
The ASK Christmas party. My whole family, my kids look so forward to that.
That is one of our signature events. It's, you know, I remember going to it over 20 years ago when my son went through treatment. We just held it in December. That one was based in Richmond. We had a lot of Fredericksburg families come to that, mm-hmm. and we had over 600 family members there. It's very much like a reunion, right? So we say once an ASK kid, always, yeah. or an ASK family. And so it's really important that we stay with our kids and families into survivorship. And we also support our bereaved families as well. So we know that life doesn't go back to normal the day treatment ends, and we still want to be there to support them.
So as you just mentioned, I mean, this is more than just a job for you. I mean, you have a connection to ASK.
I do. I was first introduced to ASK back in 2001. Our son was 2 years old at the time, and we just had a baby girl, and she was colicky and crying, and our son, he would say his head hurt, or one time he ran by and said, I see bugs in my eyes. And so it took me a couple days to be like, oh, wait, you know, this isn't mm-hmm. normal. And so just like we were talking about earlier off air, like you, as a parent, you just remember that day of diagnosis.
Oh, you do.
Like it was yesterday, and I can just... it's like a movie moving in slow motion in my brain when I think about it. But so our son was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and at the time we were relatively new to Virginia and didn't have a lot of support. And so I really was so grateful to ASK for the support for our family that year to get us through those really dark days.
It was same with me. I can picture everything of getting the phone call that he had cancer, that and going down. But then just all the fun things. I mean, ASK really changed things because there were fun things involved.
Right. I one of our first days walking in, I think as a parent, when you walk into an oncology clinic, it's almost surreal. Like, I can't believe I'm at my child's oncology clinic. And I burst into tears, and I remember them whisking me off to an exam room. And I heard ASK's child life specialist playing with my son in the waiting room.
Yeah.
And I heard him laughing, and it was the first time I thought, maybe we're going to be okay, you know? And so that's what I was just so grateful for during that year, is they gave my son and our family a sense of normalcy and hope and someone to sit beside us and listen to us and let us know it was going to be okay.
No, I can still remember when he hadn't even been diagnosed yet, but the walk, there was at that time, this long ramp you had to walk up mm-hmm. to get into VCU or MCV. And just how, and it was a cold day and the wind was blowing, and I just thought, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
And it was those kinds of things, of just a smiling face and people saying, we're, and in his, in just, it, the whole thing, Ask really helped us.
Ah, well, I'm grateful that Ask was there for your family and mine, and I want every family whose child goes through cancer treatment here in Fredericksburg and across Virginia to have that same type of support.
And that's one of the reasons you're here today, because Ask is really involved in Fredericksburg. When we went through it, it was not, but it is now, and that's what we're going to get into this morning. Quick break. We'll come back and as we talk about Ask and helping kids with cancer. Amy Gotkin is here. Dr. Christina Wedel is here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking helping kids with cancer and Ask that is in this area. And we're talking with Amy Gotkin and Dr. Christina Wedel about things. It is so interesting talking, Amy, with you just about, because your son was being treated roughly the same time that my son was, and just the same people. Alma Morgan with Ask was just a star for us, because she came up and talked to our son's classes, and she would talk to the teacher, to the principal, to his classmates, and explain things. And she was just wonderful over the years, and she's still doing that.
She is. She is still there. So she's been providing educational support to kids with cancer for over 30 years. She's now our Associate Director of Education and is building really a statewide program to help patients and survivors. And so she's training team members to provide that back-to-school support like she did in going on school visits. We've built up a really strong tutoring program. Here in Fredericksburg, we have about 27 kids right now going through tutoring. Mm. So those are both patients and survivors. And our tutors will either meet them at their homes or libraries to help them get up to speed in school. Or a lot of them, and Dr. Wedel can talk about this, they're a lot of our kids will have late effects from treatment. And I think that's something that a lot of folks don't know about. You know, it's these are lifelong late effects. About 2/3 of all kids will have late effects. If you want to speak a little bit to that.
No, exactly. And it's as we were talking about, it's hard enough while you're in the midst of treatment and your child is in and out of school and you're in and out of work and you're trying to have your child not fall behind in mm-hmm. school. And the service that ASS provides to help with the tutoring services and keeping the kids is incredible. And families can't wait and kids can't wait to get back to school. But the reality is when you get back to school, so many things are different. You don't feel the same way. You don't have the same energy. It oftentimes is a very slow ramp up into having the energy to be able to get back to your normal activities. And the kids want to be able to play with their friends again, to get into all the activities again. And oftentimes what they find is not only are they more fatigued, but that they describe having chemo brain, that mm-hmm. they don't think the same way anymore, that things that used to come very easily to them don't come as easily. And that is so frustrating for the kids, and it's so challenging for the families to go through all that, to survive all that, and then to feel like your brain just isn't functioning the same way. And that's one of the most beautiful things that ASS does, is come in and help put those supports in place for the kid and help to teach the community, to teach the school, to teach the classmates, like, this is what's happening, this is why it's happening, these are the things you can do to make this process easier and to really help set these kids and families up for success.
Yeah, we have two really great tools on our website for teachers here in the community who might have a patient or survivor in their classroom. So we every other year do a conference for teachers and other school personnel to understand late effects, and that's on our website, the whole recording of that conference. And then the other thing we have is a toolkit, and so it's got a part that the parents can keep to understand like what a 504 plan is or an IEP and what kind of accommodations they might want to ask for. And then there's a section that they can take to the school to leave with the school. So that can educate them on late effects. And, you know, ideally, I think you'd have Dr. Wedel in the, you know, at the school in the back to school meeting with the parents and the teachers. But, you know, she needs to be at the hospital. And so this is kind of being that bridge to help everybody understand what this child really needs to be successful.
But that is, though, Dr. Wedel, a great assist to you, to where you don't always, and you don't have to, you don't, instead of having to sit with each patient and try to answer questions and go through it, you can point them to something and they can learn and then come back with questions.
It's a huge bridge. It's amazing because a lot of times, you know, I may know the medical side of things, but I'm not a teacher. And I also don't know the environment in the classroom. I don't know the resources of each school. So having that incredible resource in Ask, where they are the boots on the ground that actually go into the school talk to the teachers, find out what resources are available, make sure that the kids are getting all the possible resources. And then they come back to me and say, hey, can you, you know, sign this form? Can you help with this? Can you help with that? Oh, we found that this child could benefit from some additional resources, some additional teaching, and we can partner. We can talk to the school, we can talk to the parents, we can talk to the family and find out exactly what's needed and be able to advocate for those things. And that partnership is key to really getting the kids everything that they possibly can have to get through all of this.
Well, and it continues, right? So it's not just that initial transition back to school, but it's going to be when that child goes from elementary to middle school. Their work really changes then from middle school to high school. And then the really tough one is after high school. We find as our kids go off to college, if that's the path they take, they really don't like to admit that they have late effects and might still need accommodations.
Yeah, that time is very challenging because for the young adult survivor patients, they want to be quote-unquote normal, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to have that constant reminder that they've been through all this. And so every time they have to go to the doctor, every time they have to see a cardiologist and get an echocardiogram, make sure their heart function looks okay, it's a reminder of everything they've been through, and it's also a reminder that they can't think of their future the same way as many of their friends do, that they always have to keep these things in the back of their mind. And so that's part of what ASS does, is provide those resources and also create that community environment where they can stay connected to other survivors that have gone through the same process and help them navigate it.
Because like you said, Amy, it's when you're diagnosed, the only thing on your mind is, we're going to, you know, we got to beat this. And you don't think about some of these other things.
Right. It is day to day. And I remember when my son was going through treatment, sometimes it was hour by hour. Let's get through this hour and then let's get through the next one. And I just couldn't think that far ahead. And you're just kind of looking for that day you finish treatment. And so then to start to cope with late effects and think about what that might look like is really challenging.
And just to have just the community that ASK brings, we met so many friends, and not only we met a lot in this area that we were friends with at that time, but really across the state. I can remember a couple of kids from Hampton Roads that we had in families that we became close with, and you all tell such similar stories, and it doesn't make you feel so alone.
Right, absolutely. I think that's the number one. If I had to sum up everything that's the number one thing we want our families to feel is that they are not alone, that we will help them get through this together.
As far as one of the things, you do a lot of programs. As we go along this morning, we're going to talk about a lot of those programs. Are there ways that people can volunteer or even financially get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing we have coming up is on May 3rd. We have this is our 20th anniversary of our ASK 5K and Fun Walk. That event is in Richmond at the Diamond. We've got great representation from Fredericksburg. It is a morning to celebrate our kids and families and raise really important funds for our programs. You see a lot of community members create teams, either in honor or memory of a child, or just groups that are really supportive of our work. So Dr. Weedle has actually organized a team for our walk this year. If you want to share a little bit about that, and then
absolutely.
I can talk about other opportunities.
The ASK Walk is incredible. I've been going now for 13 years, and it is just such an incredible experience. And we have a Children's National Fredericksburg team that goes, and it's such a beautiful thing to see. So in the beginning of the walk, they have kind of a pep rally, and they'll have families get up and kind of talk about their experience, and then they have a little donut run so the younger kids can do a little quick run because Dunkin' Donuts is one of the sponsors and give the kids some little donuts at the end, which of course is my younger kids' favorite part of the run. And then the actual walk and run is around the community, and so it's around the Diamond area, so walking through the neighborhoods in the area. And it's amazing because you just see people, members of the community coming out to support, and they have signs and they're cheering and they're handing you water or a banana or what. Like, it just reminds you that this is such a community-based organization, and it's all about taking care of our local community and our local kids. And then at the very end, the part that is my absolute favorite is that there is a survivor's lap. So at the very end, the survivor families all get, and some of the kids are still in treatment, some of the kids are years and years off treatment, there are young adult survivors there, and they do a lap around the baseball diamond, and it's like getting me emotional now. It's just the most beautiful moment ever, and everybody just cheers and cheers, and it's something you have to see.
The band plays Don't Stop Believing. And I know it's coming every year, and I cry every year because it's very, very powerful.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, and I think how cool for our kids to be able to see their doctor there, right? So I think for you and your team to come out is so special to our kids, to know that you care about them outside of the hospital as well.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming out every year.
Thank you. It's amazing. And walking with the kids and families is just, it's really cool. And we get all dressed up and have our noisemakers while we're walking. It's a lot of fun. We would love if members of the community would want to join the Children's National Fredericksburg team. There's a link on the website as to how to sign up. You can either donate or you can join the team. We would love to have members of the community come out and walk with us and really support our local Fredericksburg families through their care. And you have to see the survivors walk. It's just amazing.
And you're right. You're right, Amy, though, just to see your doctor out there, it's going above and beyond, and you just see it in a different light. And I mean, and for you to see the families outside the clinic, I'm sure is valuable.
It's wonderful. I think it's part of what reminds us, like, what it sounds corny, but the reality is why we do what we do, right? Like, when you go into peds oncology, you go into it for the highs, the lows, the very long, it's a very long journey. And it's so incredible to be able to be doing a quote unquote normal thing, going for a walk, and be able to, you know, walk around Richmond together and just celebrate this beautiful moment of all being together and the kids feeling well enough to be there. And some of the kids are carried in strollers or wheelchairs, but everybody goes and finds a way to make it work, and that's really amazing.
When is the walk again?
It is May 3rd, Saturday, May 3rd.
Okay.
At the Diamond, and there's registration information on our website.
What is the website?
AskCCF.org.
AskCCF.org. There's also a Facebook page that has all kinds of all kinds of great information.
And Instagram, and I heard we're on TikTok. I'm not on there, so but we do. We're on there as well. So that is our most immediate, biggest thing to come up. We're also going to have a night at the Fred Nats game on June 6th. And so our kids will be celebrated that evening during the game. We'll have a lot of our families out there. So if you want to come out and cheer them on, that would be great. The third thing I might talk to my team about is we have a wonderful community coordinator here in Fredericksburg, Tammy Long, and she said she'd really like to build up some volunteers in the Fredericksburg community to help her with our community and connection events for families. So, and then the fourth thing is we do have a golf tournament here in the fall that's been going on for over 10 years now, and so we always need support at that event, whether it's individual golfers who want to come out and play or sponsors for that event.
Lots of opportunities, lots of ways to get involved with ASK.
Yes.
And again, to check out the walk or really anything else to see just really a wide variety of what's going on, askccf.org. Dr. Christina Wiedel is here along with Amy Godkin. ASK is what we're talking about, helping kids with cancer. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff as we talk about helping kids with cancer this morning and ASK, the program that works with families, with kids in pediatric cancer, and they are in the Fredericksburg area, not just the Richmond area anymore. And that's what we're talking about with Amy Godkin. She's executive director, and Dr. Christina Wiedel is here with the Children's National and Mary Washington Healthcare, and just involved in a whole lot of things. It's been fun talking with you, just about people that we know. That we all know mutually, and it really the community part of it, Amy, does. There's just something that you can't, because when you first start and you get the diagnosis, it's just you and your child, and you just can't see any light anywhere.
Right. It is such an isolating experience.
Isolating.
You know, I kind of like it to like falling off the edge of a cliff. Like one minute your life is normal, and then you hear that news, and immediately everything changes. And you're just grasping, trying to figure out what's going on, and you just can't get past the words, your child has cancer. So I was so grateful And I know you were too, for all over, you know, the support of folks reaching out and just being able to connect with other parents as well.
To see on the website, if you go to askccf.org, is the website for Ask. You'll find out all about the great work that they do. But there's the statistic, 6 to 7 kids are diagnosed every week with cancer in Virginia. And your heart just, because you know what they feel.
Right. Yeah, you know, I was saying, like, we remember that day as if it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so we have about over 350 kids diagnosed a year, I think over 550 on active treatment, because as Dr. Wedel said, she was talking about maintenance and leukemia, and some of those protocols can last 2 or 3 years. And we've, you know, some kids, it's almost chronic. Protocols have improved, but and outcomes, but they will deal with it for much longer, so... We want to walk alongside all of them.
Dr. Wedel, you really are a star in all of this, just because of the empathy. And we had great doctors, but I can say we never had doctors quite like you that just really care and, you know, always looking for ways, whether it's so they don't have to go drive north to get blood drawn or just working with the families.
Yeah, it's trying to give families every little bit of time with their family and quote-unquote normalcy back as possible. And also a reminder, like, we can't state it enough, like, community is so key in this, because it is so isolating, it is so petrifying. You're so, you know, you're going moment to moment, and knowing that there's a whole community of people that will do this with you, that will support you in it. I think that's one of the most beautiful things about ASK, is that ASK provides the opportunity for families to get together and to do activities together in a place that feels safe and a place that feels normal. You know, for many families, you're always worried, you know, can I take my child to the zoo? Can I take my child to a bounce house? Can I take my child to a climbing base? Because you're always worried, like, what are the blood counts? Is it going to be safe? Are they going to be exposed to infection? All these things that you're worried about. And one of the beautiful things that ASK does, and there's several upcoming events within the Fredericksburg community, is creates a space for families to come together with other families that get it, that understand all the things that you're worried about, all the things that you're balancing, and the kids get to be together and play and do normal kid things in a safe space, and the families get to be together and talk and have that resource of having another family that knows all the things you're thinking about, all the things that you're feeling, and it's such an incredible resource to have. And one of the beautiful things that ASK does is they have a wide range of activities. So they have activities for younger kids and teens and older kids and survivors, and it's incredible. And we would love to have the Fredericksburg community get involved in some of those activities. We've had wonderful businesses that have supported in this area, and we'd love to have more and more community volunteers to come in and be part of providing these services.
Yeah, we are offering about one event every single month here in Fredericksburg for families. And so our community coordinator, Tammy Long, will do a mix of, like, as you said, family events, right, for the entire family to come out. And then we'll alternate those with events that might be just for younger kids or just for teens or just for moms or dads. So some of the recent events we've had, we did a family picnic out at Wilderness Presidential Park, where they did ropes courses and mini golf this fall.
Oh, yeah.
We had like a Picasso paint pour party. We've got an urban air night. We've got an event coming up for the kids and families at Braywood Farms this spring. And then there's a team bowling event this month. And so we really try to mix up different venues and different, you know, targeted populations so that everybody finds some level of support with us.
How fun, though.
Yeah.
It's those kinds of things. And they're here. That was the
thing.
Right,
they are here.
When I was involved in this, we would go to Richmond for everything. And that was fine because it was something to do. But this is right here local.
Right. Yeah. So we were just amazed at how many families were driving down 95 to come to our events. And we had a really passionate parent. You know, a lot of it comes from our parents, Victoria Levi, who said, we need the support right here in Fredericksburg. It is a hardship in addition to going down for treatment for a lot of them, or going north for treatment to have to also travel for those support services. So we started around 2011 with planning events right here. We also have a full week of summer camp we offer every summer at Fredericksburg United Methodist Church downtown. And so that is a day camp, and it's for school-age kids, and it's also a mix of patients and survivors. Our older kids will often ask us, like, camp counselors, which is really cool to help our younger kids.
I'm sure it helps everybody. I mean, it would help the younger kids, but if you've gone through it and can give that knowledge.
Right. I think it gives them also like a sense of meaning or purpose to what happened to them. Yeah. You know, a lot of times I think as you get older and you're reflecting on your experience, at least I've seen with my son and other survivors, is like, what do I do with this? Like, I, you know, what does this mean? Like, why did I survive and my friend didn't? How can I don't know, use this to help someone else and make it a little easier? So,
meaning making. It's a lot of, it's having them realize like, I can give forward.
Yes.
It's not just giving back. It's giving forward and helping another family, another child along the process. I've been lucky enough to be able to go a couple of times to the after school program. And so there's tutoring that is offered to kind of help the kids, you know, not only catch up on things they may have missed, but, you know, as they're trying to work through the process of being back into school, work through, you know, especially a lot of kids, math has been challenging for a lot of kids as they get back. And it's amazing to see the kids that are even just, you know, 6 months, a year further along in the process, they're so excited to just sit together and how can I help? And, oh, you know, try this. I learned this works better for me when I do it this way. And that's, it's amazing.
And the cool thing when our kids get together is they're just so kind to each other. No one's going to ask somebody like, why don't you have hair? Why is your hair coming back patchy? Why are you tired? You know, they just are so supportive of each other, which I love to see.
Yeah. And the teen night, that'll be particularly amazing. So it's, you know, most children, when they go through the teenage years into adulthood, you have to face your body changing and all of the day-to-day things of that. And then imagine going through cancer treatment. And for these kids that they're dealing with losing their hair, they're dealing with weight changes, they're dealing with the side effects of being on steroids, they're dealing with added acne from the steroids on top of it. It's so hard. And so things like the teen bowling night, where you're with groups of teens that get it, that have the same experience, it's kind of a chance for them to just exhale and like have fun and not worry about what other people are going to think.
Yeah. No, it's just even things like having a port and not getting bumped in your port. That was a huge thing of having to teach people, you know, don't throw a ball at, you know, those kinds of things.
Right, right. And so I think we're very mindful of that when we're planning camp or planning our social events. Or knowing that heat might be an issue for some of our kids being outside in the heat. So we try to make it fun and make it as easy for them to connect as possible, but being really aware of the side effects and late effects that they're dealing with at the same time.
Yeah, and you just don't have sometimes, like you said, the stamina to be able to do things like other kids at a camp.
Right.
Do.
Right. So there's, you know, we're going to be more open to them sitting down and resting. We're going to be more aware of the fact that food might not taste the same to some of them because they're going through chemo. So we're just much more understanding of that. When we do games, I think thinking about how they're feeling or even how their reflexes might be. And so just creating activities and time for connection that makes them feel better about themselves and feels like it really provides a sense of normalcy. I think it's just so important to them.
I just remember, and like I said, you know, you start out and you just feel like there's no hope. And all of a sudden to start hearing about all these programs, to me it was just, my wife would come back and say, I met this nice lady with ASK today, and you know, they told us about this or this. And it just was such a surprise. And we got to the point of just thinking, this is the greatest organization. And this, we're so lucky to have this. And now to have this right here in the Fredericksburg area is even, if you're going through this or know of someone, point them to ASK.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're working with all of our centers now, but we always know there might be a child who might go out of state for treatment or, you know, who might not have been plugged in yet. So if you know of a family or you are a family who's going through this and you've not yet been connected, please, please reach out to us.
Just the overall, just, and you deal with so many different kids, like you say, with different needs in families, and you're able to, you know, plug them into, you know, what they need, and especially in their area.
Yeah, we talk a lot as a staff about meeting families where they are and just trying to support them where they are and making things as easy as we can for them during this time. And that kind of above and beyond where, you know, sometimes we've driven things out to their house to make sure they have what they need. We talk about a lot about where we have events to try to mix them up around the region to make getting there easier for our families. So that's a really important part of what we do.
And I'm sure some families everyone probably gets in at different stages. At first, you don't want to, and because you can see that everyone's different.
Right. I mean, it's not because there are so many different types of cancer, and you can respond in different ways. And it's definitely not a cookie cutter approach that we have, because you just can't. I think with cancer treatment and support services.
Exactly. It's constantly adapting and trying to figure out, as you say, like meeting families where they are, because it changes day to day. Right. There are times when the kids are feeling better, the families are feeling better, they want to engage more in like going out into events, and then there's times where it's just too much. Mm-hmm. You know, it's too much juggling, there are too much they're dealing with, everybody's exhausted, not feeling well, and how do you support the families there too? How do you make sure that the resources are in place that when they don't feel up to going out to community events, what can we bring to them? What supports can we bring to them to help them navigate all of this?
And I would think as a doctor too, just to be able to get kids out and get the families out, and it changes their outlook to things. If all of a sudden you are able to do things, you feel like you're getting stronger, or you have something to look forward to.
Absolutely. It's something to look forward to, and it's something that's a reminder of that their whole life isn't just focusing on cancer, because I think for many families, they go into crisis mode, right? You're in crisis mode, cortisol. Mm-hmm. I'm preaching to the choir here. You guys know mm-hmm. this well, that you're just trying to survive, and you're so busy trying to survive that you sometimes forget all the other things that are going on around you. And you then look back and years have gone by and you've been in crisis mode, survival mode all the time. And then knowing, you know, it's okay. You can take a moment. You can take your other child out shopping for a prom dress, for example, or do, you know, there's these things that are quote unquote normal little things in life that you don't realize until it's taken away from you how much those moments mean.
Yes.
And reminding the families, it's okay. You can still do those moments and do this too. And it's okay to ask and say, hey, I know people are asking, like, can they do this? Like, what would be really amazing is if somebody could, like, do this for me so I can take my other child to, you know, go get new baseball cleats or whatever else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talk a lot with our events about checking with families frequently on touch points, because they might get an invitation to one of our events and their child might be inpatient, or their counts are really low in their home and they can't go. And then a couple weeks later, they might be feeling better. And so we want to make sure we keep reminding them about what's coming up, because their situation can change so quickly. And we're just super, you know, our message is basically like, if it's a good day, come. You know, if you're feeling up to it, join us. If you didn't RSVP, it's okay. Just show up. We'd love to see you. And if you can't come to this one, we'll catch you at the next one. And we're just going to keep, you know, providing these opportunities and checking in with you so you know we're here for you.
Yeah. And it's the reminder to them that this is a safe space and that mm-hmm. things can be adapted. So, for example, like the walk we were talking about, people are like, well, we're not in any shape to do a walk, but you don't have to walk. Like there's a whole group that, you know, stands together and cheers. Mm-hmm. And cheers for each other and cheers for the family. And there's still community in that, being together and reminding that, like, this is a safe space to come in whatever stage you are and just be together.
Mm. Such good stuff.
Thank you. The other kind of program area we haven't talked about, but I really want your listeners to know, is that we provide financial assistance to families.
You mentioned that, yeah.
So each family on active treatment can get up to $2,000 per year in financial assistance for bills, non-medical bills. And so we know that if you are a two-income household, you're probably going to go down to one, because it's a full-time job to take care of a child with cancer. And if you are a single mom or dad and your child's diagnosed, it can be financially devastating. And so that's something that's really important that we do to try to help our families stay afloat and take that worry off their plate for the parents for at least a month or so that they can focus on their child's care. And so a lot of fundraisers like the walk, that's another big piece of where that funding goes to, is to provide that financial assistance.
We're going to take a quick break. And to wrap this up this morning, askccf.org for askccf.org, or check them out on Facebook. Amy Godkin is the executive director with Ask. Dr. Christina Weedle is with Children's National and also the Children's National Fredericksburg Clinic. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking helping kids with cancer and the work of ASK in around the state, but also in this community. Amy Godkin is here along with Dr. Christina Wheadle. Before we get out of here, and again, thank you. This is, you both came up from Richmond to do this show. And just to let people know that this is in the area and that there are, you named all the organizations that you do things with. And if you're an organization interested in getting involved with some kind of ASK event, contact ASK.
Yep, absolutely. We've got information on our website to sign up for the walk. And we've got information on there to sign up to volunteer. And you can specifically select that you want to volunteer in Fredericksburg. We really do need some support here. Our community coordinator has done such a great job of growing our events here. And so, you know, we're getting, you know, 50, 75 folks per event. And so we need some extra hands of dedicated folks who want to support our kids with cancer and their families.
So go to askccf.org?
That's correct.
And just look for, I guess there's, look for Fredericksburg.
Yep, under Get Involved, volunteer is one of the drop downs, and you can select it from there. We have about 150 families here in the Fredericksburg area between patient and survivor families who still need support. So,
wow,
we would love the help of your listeners. It is.
It's a lot of families. May 3rd at the Diamond is the walk.
Join Dr. Wheadle's team,
Children's National Fredericksburg. Sign up. It'll be amazing.
I've got to check my schedule. I want to. I want
to
be on
your team. Gosh, it's so fun. Even last year in the rain. It rained like crazy last year.
Yeah.
So we were all out in ponchos and everything, and it was still so much fun.
So before you get out of here, Dr. Wheadle, again, about for people that don't know, the Children's National has the clinic in Fredericksburg. You don't always have to go up north.
Exactly. That's the benefit of the clinic, is to keep families from having to drive so much. And so we provide local services. It's a multidisciplinary clinic. So one of the beautiful things with this is it's really set up that you can see multiple different providers and specialists within one day. So you can come and see hem-onc and immunology and GI and endocrinology and cardiology, neurology, all these different providers, and we can really coordinate care. So for example, if you need labs done both for hem-onc and for endocrinology, we can work together to coordinate all the labs that need to be drawn and then have those labs drawn within the clinic. Or for example, if a child has to come back for fasting labs, coordinate a time for them to come back and get that done locally. And so that's been such a benefit for families to really reduce the need to drive, reduce the burden of care of having to drive all over the place, and keep care local for families.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. So we need to get you back again sometime just to talk about that. But your work and your commitment and just passion for ASK just goes beyond what doctors have to do, and we just thank you for that, and just what you provide both the families and the kids.
Thank you. It's amazing, and I have to tell you, going to the ASK events, like, it just chokes me up every year because it's so beautiful. And then they do, in September, they do ASK Night at the Diamond, and so it's a baseball game, you know, Flying Squirrels game.
Yep.
And to see so many ASK families, because they have their ASK shirts, I'm an ASK kid, I'm an ASK family, I'm an ASK sibling shirts, out like filling the stadium, throughout the stadium, and then having the players all cheer, the players wear their ASK jerseys and then cheer for the kids when it's one of our patients comes and does the first pitch. It's incredible to see.
We didn't even talk about it, Amy, but we talked about, you know, how you're involved with schools, but also, I mean, you made our sons, you know, brothers and sisters all part of it, you know, understand things too.
Right. You know, we really try to serve the whole family. We talked about kids and parents, but siblings are such an important part of what we do. They can often feel, you know, like they're, a lot of times parents will have to stop taking those kids to their activities and they just really don't get as much attention during their child's treatment because the parents are really focused on the child who's sick. So we do a lot of events just for siblings as well and include them in everything when we can.
AskCCF.org, AskCCF.org. And if you're in the Fredericksburg area, get involved. Volunteers needed. Amy Godkin, Dr. Christina Wheadle, thank you both. We'll do this again real soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We will see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.